You're listening to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, the minister of story here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you've been joining us the last few weeks, you know that we're in a special season we call In His Steps, and today we have a treat for you. Each day this week, our pastor emeritus, John Ed Matheson, is sharing a story from the past about a member who felt called to serve in a particularly impacting way in the Fraser family. We hope these stories serve as a challenge for you as you think about where you might serve Christ in new and creative ways. Here's John Ed.
Hey, I'm John Ed Matheson. I want to just thank you for the privilege of participating in this way to tell you some stories about folks who have volunteered to serve in the past. And when you volunteer to serve in a specific way, you'll be blessed, but you'll also bless a lot of other people. And I'm going to give you a quote as I begin each of these. Remember, you don't have to wait have all your ducks in a row before you start. Like you don't have to wait for all traffic lights to be green before you leave the house. Now, a lot of folks, before they serve, they say, well, I got to get my ducks in a row. Hey, the light's not going to always be green. You got to start and do it. Let me tell you about Joe Overton. He began to look at the list and didn't see a lot of things on there that where he wanted to serve. And he said, you know, we've got this little gym over here. And he said, you liked basketball. I like basketball. And there's a new program called Upward Basketball. Why don't we look at starting it? And I said, Joe, that's a great ministry. That's a great place for you to volunteer. That's a great place for you to serve. And so he went to a conference and learned about Upward Basketball, came back and started it. And let me tell you, it took off like wildfire. We had the one gym, and on Saturday mornings, we must have had about 25 or 30 teams, and from all ages, from beginning at about 5 or 6 years old, all the way up to 6th or 7th grade. And Joe just gave direction to it. He was excited. Now, then we had to hire him on a part-time basis because it became such a big program, and it continued to grow. Let me say that when we hired him, that was a mistake because he gave more energy and effort to it. He was part-time. But all of a sudden, he began to expand that program in more and more and more teams, more upward basketball teams were formed. We had to build a whole nother gym. So we'd have two gyms. Now each gym, there are two courts. That means there are four courts, and on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock beginning, you'd have four games. That's eight teams. And you'd go every hour all the way to about 6 o'clock at night. His vision began to reach people, began to reach unchurched people, began to bring kids together, and not just to play basketball, but to have a Christian witness and to be in an atmosphere where they could learn competition and discipline, but also learn what it meant to follow after Jesus. And many, many, many people came into the life of this church and came into the kingdom of God because of Joe Overton and Upward Basketball. Boy, it continued to grow and grow. Let me tell you, when you do what God told you to do and you don't wait till you got all the ducks in a row, He'll take what you're doing and He can multiply the effectiveness of it. And Upward Basketball was an example of that. Now remember, every hour, four games. And that's a lot of games throughout a day. Do you know that Fraser, of all the churches in America, grew to have the largest upward basketball program of any church in America? And it wasn't because some staff people decided to do some stuff. Joe Overton, a layman, started it and helped direct it and followed God's leadership in doing it. And it just grew and grew and became a dynamic force in this community. And you know, you might be another Joe Overton. God is telling you something during this program of In His Steps, a place where you're going to serve, where you can serve. And don't sell God short. If He tells you to do something, do it. And then let the church bring its support in its arms of love and encouragement around you. And Upward Basketball is still strong today. Now, there are a lot of other churches have caught on, and they're also doing it. But it all goes back to a layman here at Fraser who, in Montgomery, and maybe even Alabama, started that first upward basketball patterned after a program that had been demonstrated up in South Carolina. Where is God leading you to serve? Think about Joe. Think about what you can do. And God has blessed and changed the population of heaven by bringing many families and many kids into the kingdom because of upward basketball. And think what it can do for other people and what it can do for you. And I pray God's richest blessings as you help folks win in the most important game of life.